The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Ooh.
I'm pushing buttons over here.
Pushing buttons.
I really am.
Push those buttons.
Is it time?
Yeah, go ahead. Push that button.
Boo-woop, boo-weep, boo-woop, boo-weep. Roger, mistletoe is a Christmas thing. It's only almost Thanksgiving, you idiot.
Anthony says, it sounds like someone has a Windows 10 update. Hey, this is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable, artificial personality unit. This is episode 112 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Hashtag why not me? For Monday, November 20th, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
Yeah.
Betty got tuned out. Bye, Betty. What happened to Betty? Bye, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
There you go. All right, hold on. All right, we need a little loving before we do the weather.
Do we?
Yes, we do. And it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently partly cloudy with 73 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 55%. The dew point is 56 and visibility is 10 miles. We're going to have a mild week coming up, but it is going to be a little soggy. Tonight on Monday night, you can expect a 20% chance of showers after 1 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Tuesday, 70% chance of storms and showers, mostly cloudy, high near 76. Tuesday night, 40% chance of precipitation, mostly cloudy, low around 65. And Wednesday, a 40% chance of storms, mostly cloudy with a high near 75. So it's going to be beautiful, but it's going to be a little soggy. And that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Big W.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Hey, everybody, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 48 degrees. The dew point is 34 degrees and the humidity is at 58%. And we do have a wind chill. It's 41. The winds are out of the south at 18 miles an hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 31 miles.
31 miles, really? Wow, that's kind of exciting.
Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Breezy with a south-southwest wind around 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30. So it's going to be gusty. Gusty winds ahead, folks. Tuesday, partly sunny with a temperature rising to 43 by 10 a.m., then falling to 33 during the remainder of the day. Breezy with a southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Becoming northwest in the afternoon, winds could gust as high as 30. So it's going to be a pretty damp, gusty week.
Ooh, dampy.
Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 25. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And that's your Shyampa weather for Chicago. Back to you, Betty.
Wear your rubbers.
Thanks, Joe. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Visit his website at www.incompetech.com. shyampa.com. Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From WRFU, the World Labor Hour, CPR News with Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and Up From Soul with Sanguine Fromage. Visit www.shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Buddy, 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 buddy out.
Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Okay.
Ooh, I timed that perfectly.
That was like super multiple personality, Betty, all at once. How many Bettys did we get at that time?
Two. She simultaneously said, thank you, Anthony, and thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Anthony. Well, I guess she can...
You
I
got
guess
it, Anthony.
She can multi-thread now.
Yep.
There we go. Multi-threading Betty. That's a scary thought. So
she's bucking for some kind of Christmas bonus, which we have nothing to give.
I mean, yeah, really. No, well, I mean, we can replace her CMOS battery. As which reminds me, next time you're at 7-Eleven, pick up one of those CR2032s.
2032s. Doesn't she take like 50 of them though?
No, she only takes one.
Don't they come
really
in this crazy carousel?
No, she just makes you buy all of them because she bribes Roger with them, so she gets him to do things for him. So she only needs one. She just needs one. That's all she needs.
You know. Yeah, so yeah. What do we got coming up in this awesome but crappy-ass talking points? Yeah,
I know, right? Tell me about it. Well, first off, if you'd like to join in on the insanity, you can reach us at 813-327-8566. Phone lines are open. We're always open to callers. But we will cut you off at 20 after for Joe's news. So I don't care when you call, but you will let Joe have his news at 20 after because he has lost so much news time, and you're going to let me get through my news. You'll just sit on hold. So, I don't know. Our first thing, I guess, our
why not me?
Why not? Hashtag why not me? Poor Joe. Poor
guess
Joe.
What, folks? Guess what? Not only do we have, which has been very silent lately about George Takei. You notice how that one just
kind of disappeared pretty quickly.
And it only broke on Huffington Post. So is Huffington Post now fake news?
Maybe. That's a good question, it could isn't be. It? That's possible.
But anyways, not only do we have all of these other folks, but what's his face? God, now I just lost his name. God, who is he? Rose? Yeah, the PBS news anchor dude. He got caught.
Charlie Rose.
That fucker, I guess, had eight women accuse him of inappropriate grooming.
Ooh. That's kind of
you know, nobody's immune. This is just
nobody
just
is immune.
Like
even Charlie
day.
Rose, except for Joe.
Every day.
Unfortunately for Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Why not me?
Why
nobody's
and that's
come up and tried to grope me lately.
Nobody shows up at Joe's.
Nobody you know, like
Joe's
some
doorstep.
Dude was apparently here in Chicago, some dude was humping his penis against a woman's crutch.
You know, I think I saw something about that.
Again, why not me?
Why not me? Poor Joe. Poor Joe. If you'd like to help solve Joe's why not me dilemma, you can sexually harass him right over the phone. We'll record it on air if you'd like, because Joe, unfortunately, is feeling left out. 813-327-8566.
And hey, yeah. Did you know, Anthony, that we're available now via the TuneIn app, which is available for both the Android and iOS platforms?
Oh my goodness, Joe, I did not know that. Please, tell me more. Joe reads this part of script. Okay, go on.
If you go into the Google Play Store for Android and you just type in TuneIn, it's a really cool app. You can download it, install it,
sweet,
and access your favorite radio stations, podcasts, and guess
you know
what?
You know what you should have done, and you should
what
still
should
do
I
it.
Have done?
You need this. This qualifies for Joe's App Corner.
Ooh!
Do you have that cart available? Find the cart.
Oh, you know what?
Find the cart.
This is awesome.
Find the cart.
Here we go. You ready?
Okay, we're ready. Just
Joe's app corner.
There you go. Joe's app.
So yes, the TuneIn app. And if you once you've installed the TuneIn app on your device, you can type Shiampa, that's C-H-I-A-M-P-A, and it'll probably pop up with like four things, but the one that you'll want to pay attention to is the one that says it's 420 somewhere.
Somewhere, yes, because it's always 420 somewhere.
Exactly.
And Betty lets you know every time it's 20 after the hour. If you've listened to us long enough, Betty lets you know in her strange, obscene ways.
You know, folks, we're finding ways to improve our servers because we know that the randomization has been a little lacking lately.
Yeah, unfortunately, and a lot of that has to do with the software. And it's sad. It's really sad because you have, like, only a few options for professional software to do this.
Yeah.
And both, like, I think there's, like, three packages out there. There's an open source package, which is just caca. I'm sure it's great, but it can't do what we need it to do because we run a lot of scripting. And then there's two other ones, and they're both like $400 each, which is what I paid for the one that we're using now. And the other one really doesn't seem to do any much better or worse than the one that we currently have. You just want to pull your hair out. Yes, I need to find someone who can write software.
You know what else is pulling my hair out, Anthony?
What's pulling your hair out, Joe?
This fucking crime wave here in Chicago. It's going gangbusters. Right now, we're looking at 700 carjackings. And
700 carjackings?
In Chicago. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was shootings. What's your shooting total at?
Let's take a look. We're going to take the trusty site, and I know I'm going to get flack for this, but I don't give a shit. It's called Hey Jackass.
Hey Jackass.
Mm-hmm. And so far, November shot and killed, just for November, shot and killed 23.
Oh, wow.
Shot and wounded 100.
Wow.
Now, a person is shot every 2 hours and 22 minutes. A person is murdered every 12 hours and 35 minutes.
Wow.
And so far, we're looking at 645 shootings.
645.
Yep.
And is that homicides? Year, homicides through shootings? Because I think the shootings have been over 1,000. The non-fatal shootings.
The data is numerous, and I unfortunately did not have a chance. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Homicides, 564 were gunshot, 22 were stabbing, 11 were trauma, 5 auto, 3 child abuse, 1 arson, 1 poisoning, and 1 strangled.
Wow, only one poisoning. You would think that people would poison more. It just seems like it makes more sense. I don't know.
Oh, holy shit.
What?
Carjacking. 756.
756 carjackings.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The last time it was this high was in 2009 when there was a recession going on. So guess what? What do you think's going on right now?
I think there's a recession, probably predominantly in the lower income neighborhoods and the lower income families.
And it's coming up to anywhere that's got a nice little wealthy community.
That's not good.
You know, it's not good anywhere, but you know, but that's that. So guess what else? Just in case you didn't know,
what?
About 210,000 gallons of oil were spilled from the Keystone Pipeline just a few days ago.
Oh, wow. No way.
And I just read that they were approved to get an alternate route for their pipeline.
Oh, wonderful. So they can leak everywhere else, too.
Yep. That's just wonderful. So let's see. I guess we're going to do this oopsie poopsie corner.
Before we do the
oopsie poopsie corner, this would be a great time if anybody wanted to call in and say hi.
Yeah, you got about 6 minutes. We got six minutes on the clock before we get to Joe's news. You can join us, 813-327-8566. Doesn't have to be anything in specific. You can talk about the crime in the city. You can talk about something. You can talk about the crime in San Diego. You can talk about the price of popcorn in Santa Fe. We don't care.
I think somebody wants to accuse me of sexual misconduct.
Is someone accusing you of sexual? Oh, wait. Okay, we can fill up this 6 minutes really quick right now. Hold on.
Unfortunately, I forgot.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
That button, that light has been flashing. You know, it's a flashing button here in the studio. And they put a cover on it now. So you have to lift it. Yeah, because I kept accidentally hitting it. So, because you know when you hit it, like these lights go off in the hallway.
Yeah, but we're not FCC regulated, so.
Well, you know, but you know, Dick doesn't like it. Dick doesn't it. Dick complains about everything. So,
apparently, I've visited someone and played grab ass quite a bit.
So apparently, Joe has been sexually harassing someone. That's why not you. It's hashtag. It's because of you.
Why not me?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. So when did this allegedly happen? Now
I don't know. I don't remember when these events occurred.
You don't. You do
and
not recall.
I profusely apologize if I've caused any harm
or harm or bruising or arousal. Poor Joe. Just can't get a break. Can't get a break. All right. Well, you heard it here first.
That was an oopsie poopsie.
That was an oopsie poopsie. I'm hoping there's a soundtrack for the oopsie poopsie. Let me close off the news here, and we'll move on to oopsie poopsie minute.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Let's just take a peek.
Take a peek.
Yes.
Sneak a peek.
I suppose you could do Fiddles McGinty because I didn't use that in any of my news stories.
Okay. You want me to find a Fiddle McGinty?
Sure.
Do you have any type of like an intro bump?
Nope. Well, okay. I'm gonna talk, but
okay. I didn't know if oopsie poopsie got like a special bump like Joe's tech minute, because I really wish it would have.
This has been a crazy weekend. And things just kind of happened, so I didn't have time to come up with one.
All right, well, you go oopsie-poopsie yourself, and I'll go oopsie-poopsie myself here.
Joe here!
Oh, goodness.
You know me. I've always have some ideas floating in my head. And during one of those times the other day, I stubbed my toe or something like that. All I know is I cried out, oopsie-poopsie!
Oopsie-poopsie for a beef sandwich.
And me being me, the phrase became the primary thought in my head.
Oopsie.
And after a while, I started using it all the time. Oopsie poopsie. So, without further ado, I present to you some interesting and relevant ways when an oopsie poopsie comes to mind. You ready?
Oh, goodness. Yes. Yes.
All right. So these are not ranked in any specific order. These are just, this is how they all came out in my head.
Okay.
And some of them are actually yours.
I'm sure some of them are mine.
Yours.
Oh, really? Wow. That's kind of interesting. Yes.
So number one.
Number one.
Oopsie poopsie.
Oopsie poopsie.
Time to go home. I'm typing in my username wrong.
Oopsie poopsie.
Number two. The other day, I set the Toastar oven on fire.
My goodness, I did do that.
Oopsie poopsie.
I did do that. How did I know you couldn't reheat gasoline in a toaster oven?
Oopsie poopsie. Damn, eek. Number three. Oh, oopsie poopsie. No wonder my silica phone is dead. My power cord wasn't plugged in all the way for 8 hours.
Oopsie poopsie. That is an oopsie poopsie.
I cannot tell you how many times that I've had that happen to me, and I've been so pissed.
It's happened to me not that often, but it's happened from time to time. It does upset me.
And number four.
Number four.
Oopsie poopsie.
Oopsie poopsie.
I left a cup of water in the microwave last week for tea, and I forgot about it until now.
Oh, I remember when you did that. Good for you.
Number five. Oopsie poopsie. My underwear fell off today. I'm having technical difficulties.
How does that happen? I'm kind of curious about that one now. So you might need to, you know.
Number six. Oopsie poopsie.
We're not gonna find out.
Oh shit. How did I leave the house with one flat and one pump on?
A caller can ask about that falling off underwear and may get an answer.
Well, number seven, oopsie poopsies.
Oopsie
I thought
poopsie.
A credit card never had to be paid back, or somebody else paid it for me. And number eight, and the last one, oopsie poopsie. Officer, you mean I just can't pull down my pants, squat, and pee whenever I feel the need?
Number oopsie poopsie number nine. You mean insurance doesn't cover that?
Right.
Oopsie.
Do you have
oopsie.
No shame? Have no some shame. Interesting or even crappy content no you want shame. Us to stick in one of our time slots? Or care to share your own oopsie poopsie moments? We'd love to hear about any of it. Give us a call now or later at 813-327-8566 and put us in the know.
Probably a little later because we're going to do Joe's news in a moment. Do you want to do the wheel or do you want to do your news first?
What do you want to do? Wheel.
All right.
Go do the wheel because my news is short a little bit.
All right. I spun it for you.
Oh, good, because I'm just dying to do too many things at once.
You're dying to do too many things at once. Normally, you're trying to avoid doing too many things at once. Oh, I see you have a little monologue in here. Good for you.
Yeah.
That looks like an interesting story. All right, so our first wheel story of the night, our random wheel story of the night, because these are events that happen outside of Florida, because not all crazy happens in Florida. And this is kind of this is my fluff piece. I know you don't drive much anymore, Joe, so I don't know the last time you were pulled over by the police. But for some folks, it happens more often than they wish. In Montana, though, there's a new spin to getting pulled over.
Well, I got a spin on that one too, Anthony. Oh boy, last time I was pulled over by the police was in the late 90s.
Ooh.
I was working at a McDonald's in Elk Grove Village, but living in Evanston.
Were you arrested for eating McDonald's while driving?
No, driving I was driving down Niles Road at 4:30 in the morning.
Ooh, that's early.
And I think I blew a red light.
Ooh, no yep. Bueno.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it was woo 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 time and I got a ticket. But you know the fucked up thing was?
What?
Later that evening,
yeah,
my brake lines blew out and I could barely stop the car.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
But this one sounds like more humanitarian in a way. It's weird.
It is kind of weird. All right, so some Montana drivers got Thanksgiving turkeys instead of tickets when they were pulled over for traffic violations. The Billings Gazette reports that officers with the Billings Police Department checked for outstanding warrants on Wednesday after pulling over drivers for traffic violations. If they found none, they issued a written warning and a frozen turkey. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Driver Larry appreciated the surprise after he was pulled over for not signaling a turn.
Thank God he didn't have a warrant.
I know, right? Larry's wife died of cancer, and he lives alone on a limited budget. Each year, he tries to make a holiday meal for his daughter and himself, so his poor driving habits won him a turkey. So, congratulations, Larry. Good for you, and good for the great people of Billings, Montana. Getting turkeys for turkeys for red lights. All right, so there we have it. So now we're going to go on.
And now for the news.
Oh boy. Oh boy, you know what? These lottery stories, man, they are coming out more.
When the check engine light turns on. That means the world is flat.
Yes. But I'll tell you something. When these lottery stories come out, they impress me because they just seem to be too good to be true.
Yeah.
But if they're being reported by our friend Ben Hooper at UPI.com, you know they're true. So a Virginia man who won a $100,000 prize from a lottery drawing said his winning numbers came from an unusual place. Where would you think that thing, where that would come from, Anthony? Where did he pop these numbers out of?
His butthole. With that donut. No. Is that a donut you're eating there?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm just doing popcorn right now.
It's actually a maple pecan donut.
Ooh,
it's
see,
so
I'm not
delicious.
Big on I don't like pecans.
It's got bacon on it. Anything
but
that's
the
got
bacon idea I like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that sounds
anyways,
delicious.
He found these numbers. Mm-hmm. These winning numbers in his wife's dream.
I see.
Frederick of some place said he very rarely plays his state's lottery cash 5 game, but he decided to give it a shot for November 3rd, and that drawing, when a series of numbers came to his wife in a dream, 1, 8, 14, 20, 31.
Wow.
Frederick said his wife was dumbfounded when all five numbers on the ticket matched the drawing.
Wow.
She just kept looking at the ticket, and she didn't believe it. Frederick said he and his wife were planning to pay off the bills with their winnings. Well, good for you, Frederick.
Good for them. Good
yeah.
for them.
Yeah. See, people do the right thing sometimes. Whoa. That reminds me of Ethel's donut. Oh,
it happens.
You know, Christmas is coming, and sometimes you just need some crazy ornaments. And you know what?
Yeah.
KFC has got these crazy ornaments for you.
From the people that sent a chicken sandwich into outer space, you can get an ornament. Good for you. Please continue.
This is by Leah McGarrigle from highsnobiety.com.
I see.
Fresh from its fried chicken scented bath bomb, KFC's New Zealand branch has unveiled the brand's latest bizarre creation, fried chicken Christmas tree ornaments.
Ooh.
The set of five ornaments feature a bucket of fried chicken, a wing, a drumstick, a pack of fries, and a, let's just say it, incredibly creepy Colonel Sanders decoration.
I see. I have to look. Is it safe to look at this story, or is it like loaded with pop-up crap?
I think you can look at it. So, anyways,
oh, that's creepy. Set,
you know, it comes in a nice, handy gifting box. Who wouldn't put it in a nice, handy gifting box? I hope it
really
has a nice.
I kind of like
too.
The popcorn chicken one. It kind of makes me. You know, what it reminds me of. Do you remember Brown's Chicken? Is Brown's Chicken still around? It's probably not the same anymore.
No.
They used to have the most delicious deep-fried mushrooms. Breaded and fried mushrooms.
I don't know of any Brown's Chicken in Chicago.
No Brown's? But Brown's.
That's,
Brown's
that's
Chicken.
That's not to say they're not out there.
No more Brown's Chicken. That's a shame. Okay, go on.
So, if we go back to the news script, KFC Marketing Director Clark Wilson figures the ornaments will start some holiday magic saying, forget the mistletoe this year. These naughty and nice decorations are sure to make the magic happen when you grab a drumstick off the tree and hold it overhead. Yeah, no. The decorations, though, will be available at KFC New Zealand restaurants this December. Let us know what you think of the chain's latest idea in the comments section below. What?
What?
In other food news, watch Binging with Babish.
Binging with Babish?
Harry Potter treats.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Moving along.
Moving along.
You know, why not? You know, you're overlooking a wonderful place. Why not just do it? Just go for it. Well, guess what? This couple did.
They did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we doing the right music?
Yeah, we sure are. A Randy couple were caught on camera having sex on a balcony overlooking a historic city center.
Good for them.
And they were cheered when they moved indoors.
Good for them.
The naked pair didn't seem to care about the stunned crowd gathered below as they put on an X-rated display in broad daylight.
Huh.
In a video shot by a neighbor living opposite, one of the onlookers says, they don't give a damn.
Clearly
the
they don't.
Got a round of applause after halting their romp and carrying on out of view inside the apartment. Prudes. The unidentified woman involved appeared a little reluctant at first, but allowed her male partner to carry on with the sex act in Buenos Aires.
Oh, it's Argentina. It's Argentina.
It was reported that the X-rated scene was caught on camera in the capital's Monterrey neighborhood, the oldest in the city, which is the home to key sites including the president's mansion.
Ooh.
It's the second time in as many months of a video showing a couple romping in public in Buenos Aires that has gone viral.
Bunch
in October, a couple were filmed in CCTV, satisfying their needs in a doorway. One local report claimed afterwards, our readers will draw their own conclusions. But it's worth adding that this video is just one small example of what happens every weekend in Buenos Aires.
You know,
other parts of the country. And you know what I'm going to say to this? Why not me?
Why not me? You know, I need to subscribe to the CCTV channel because apparently it catches a lot of good things. All the news stories we talk about, they say that they catch it on CCTV of these all these things. So why not you, Joe? I'm sorry, Joe. We've got to. I got to send you a strippergram or something. A prostagram. Is there such thing as a prostagram?
I don't know.
You want
but
a prostagram?
Police have made a number of arrests in recent months, Anthony, for public indecency. Isn't that's just sad.
That is.
Last year, a woman was filmed performing a sex act on her boyfriend in broad daylight outside a nightclub in Zarat. Before turning on police, who tried to stop her ahead of their arrest. Instead of covering up when a police car arrived in the scene, she began to argue with one of the armed officers, who walked up to them while her lover stretched out his arms, as if to say, "Don't stop us now." Local reports said the unnamed woman who was arrested along with her boyfriend brazenly told the female cop who asked her to stop, "I'm not going to stop because I don't want to. It's my boyfriend, and I do it where I want.
Oh, Jesus.
If you want, I'll do it in front of you." Why not me?
Why not you, Joe? Joe, I swear you were just never in the right place at the right time.
It's such a shame. It's my boyfriend.
It's a shame.
And I do it where I want. You're not going to take me away for this. You can't detain me for this. They ended up being arrested, though, for a public decency charge and hauled away to the nearest police station.
Oh, yes, they can.
And told they faced charges. And that's it for my news, Anthony.
That's
back
it
to
for
you.
Your news? Okay, fantastic. All right. I have some news copy for This Way Out to read, but I don't know if I should read it because the new file hasn't come through yet, but I'm going to read it anyway, and we'll see what happens. So let me find the script. Here we go. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this experience? Call at 813-327-8566. Also tonight on This Way Out, Australians say I do to marriage equality. In other news, Mozambique judges order government recognition of the country's only queer rights group. Pentagon medicine trumps the president's trans ban. Human Rights Watch condemns China's widespread shock treatment cure. And California grade schools get a textbook education in equality. Those stories and so much more when you choose This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights right after the Joe and Anthony show at 9 p.m. Eastern here on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We will be back in about 4 minutes. Here's the cart. Where's the cart? Here's the cart. Where's the cart? Here's the cart. Where's the cart? Here's the cart.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashbacks.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I decided to make my family a homemade Italian spaghetti dinner.
Well, I'm Antonio. My Italian gourmet market was the place to come to. Here you go.
What's this?
Prego spaghetti sauce.
No, I want the individual ingredients like
it's in there.
Oregano.
It's in there.
And basil.
It's in there.
And garlic.
It's in there.
Are you trying to tell me everything, even the herbs and spices, are in this jar of Prego spaghetti sauce?
Put your nose up against the jar. What do you see?
It's in there.
It's in there, yeah. How about some nice bread to go?
Yeah, Prego spaghetti sauce and original and extra chunky varieties. Homemade taste. It's in there.
One cold winter's eve, Bertie and Grimace wandered McDonald's land in search of...
Yelp for Ronald.
Got any bright ideas?
When lo and behold, a little star hopped from the heavens and twinkled down to earth.
Look, Grimace, a falling star.
Ooh, maybe we can catch it.
And so they did.
You'll make the perfect gift for Ronald.
The little star was wrapped and ribboned and given... But,
oh, dear me.
Twinkle, it didn't.
You see, Bertie and Grimace, a star can never belong just to me. It belongs way up high for everyone to see. So let's wish him home where it'll twinkle and glow.
And so they did as they stood in the snow.
Look, the star's back at home in the sky. Good as new. And I have the best gift of all. Friends like you.
Happy holidays from McDonald's.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are tuned into Shyampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
I'm Diddly Day, an actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity, an actor's life for me.
Every actor worth his salt strives to be honest and true in his portrayals on the stage or screen. Hello, this is Ian McKellen, and that's exactly what This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine, does as well, right here on this station.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything, from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be careful where you place your implements. Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. And I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface, but alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course. But I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Script, 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 script.
Cue Betty, if you can.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's Crazy Florida News. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day and National Absurdity Day. Absurdity
Ooh,
is the way
absurdity.
It's now for the love of Bong, clean the peanut butter fudge off the mouthpiece so we can get started with Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, first we got to access the database.
Ooh, you know, we haven't accessed the database.
No, we haven't. Let's take a moment to access the database.
Love it. Oh, man, if we could ever be picked up by some B-level radio group.
Like UHF or something, yeah, right?
UHF.
Oh, goodness, that was... Yeah, that was a bad one, too. That was a bad one. Hold on, we might have to redo this. Hold on.
You know, I am sadly lacking in my whole
Hang on, Betty.
Sound effect. Wait, what else do I got? Yeah, I don't have any good sound effects anymore.
What happened to all your sound effects?
I've never loaded them up. I guess because maybe because there's such a lag or there's that latency that comes across.
Can't you use Soundboard and that other program at the same time?
No.
Or you can just burp on it.
That would defeat the purposes. Why don't you just go on to your news, Anthony?
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to mute myself.
Let's move on to the crazy Florida news. All right, let me find my cursor. Here we go. There's the arrow. Find the lucky, happy arrow. Yeah. All right, so tonight, WPTV ABC Action News brings us our first Florida story of the night of a man living the Florida lifestyle who wanted to take his high to a whole new level. Something. A man and his three young sons were startled awake early one Saturday morning when they heard Jacob from Vero Beach, Florida, yelling, howling, and walking down the road. The family went back to sleep, only to be awoken 2 hours later when Jacob decided to climb onto the family's roof and stomp around. The police were contacted.
Is he on Flocka Flocka?
He's no. He was on. He was on meth. He was on meth. I think it's in the story, but he was on meth. Yeah. When Indian River Sheriff deputies arrived, Jacob claimed that he was having a meeting with a DEA agent on the roof.
Ooh.
The family told deputies that they did not know who the fuck Jacob was, and that Jacob admitted to not knowing who the agent was, according to an arrest report. When Jacob was asked if he was under the influence, he said he had injected meth earlier that morning. Jacob is facing a misdemeanor charge of trespassing. He is being held in the Indian River County Jail on $500 bond.
Ooh.
Yeah, imagine that crazy shit. And did you see the picture of him? He's one crazy looking motherfucker.
Really,
yeah,
fucked up.
That's not somebody you want stomping around on your roof on Saturday morning.
Was he getting a haircut? So they put like a barber's.
I don't know what they put around him. I have no clue what the schmuck is around him.
I mean, because that makes him even look worse. He's got these three dots on his forehead. That's even creepier.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That might be a schmuck. That might he might be shirtless. Who the hell knows? Just scary looking. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to some other crazy Florida shit. All right, here we go. Fun with automobiles in Florida. Our next story comes from WFTS ABC Action News. Not again. And tells us about a Florida man who thought he had friends in high places. Turns out he was just high. Eric was having a leisurely drive down a Florida road one Tuesday morning when a deputy pulled him over to make a traffic stop because he was driving suspiciously, much like Joe dancing in his chair right now. That's quite suspicious. The sheriff's deputy went up to the car and smelled marijuana. The deputy then spotted a baggie that contained a green leafy substance, resulting in Eric grabbing the bag, putting it in his mouth, and speeding away, according to reports.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so while the officer was engaged in the 7-mile pursuit, Eric decided to reach out and touch someone for some help on his own by calling 911 and telling the dispatcher that he needed help because a police officer was chasing him. Think about it for a moment. There you go.
Yeah,
you call 911 because you're trying to get pulled over. Yeah, I don't know. During the 911 call, Eric tried to get the operator to make some calls on his behalf. The first set of calls was to his parents. When the operator refused, he took it a step further and wanted to speak to the president, telling the operator that Donald Trump was a close friend of his. When that didn't work, Eric then changed his story and told the dispatcher that his mother had called him and informed him that she was in a car accident. Deputies eventually got him off the road and off the phone. Deputies searched the car and found glass pipes with burnt leafy residue on them, which later tested as positive as marijuana. Eric is charged with tampering with evidence, resisting an officer, and 2 counts of battery on an officer. Get ready. Eric remains in jail on a bond of $99,500. Yeah, there you go. That's some coinage right there. That's some coinage right there. Wow. Fuck. Let me tell you.
Bitcoin.
And you know, I usually hate to cover marijuana stories, but there are weed heads out there that are just fucking clueless. Don't be a clueless weed head.
Right.
Don't be a clueless. Just fucking use your head.
It's easy.
Well, if you get high, you just don't leave the house.
Exactly.
That's always my advice.
Make sure that you get all your supplies beforehand.
Yeah. If you're living the Florida lifestyle, live it on the lanai.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we got some of that going on. Kind of not really, but yeah. It's been cold lately. These fuckers aren't getting naked and running around. It's too cold lately. Our final crazy Florida story news of the night comes from WBBH, ABC Action News out of Fort Myers, Florida. It's not quite a naked Florida news story, but involves a strip club, so it's close enough. I mean, there's titties flopping around, so that kind of works,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, it's something. It's something, okay? There was nakedness in the vicinity. A customer stepped out of a Scarlett's... I'm sorry, let me start again. Apparently, editing has not been very kind to this article. A customer stepped out of Scarlett's, a strip club in Fort Myers, and noticed an infant and a small child inside a car with no parental guidance around, so he called for help. The police arrived and noticed a three-year-old and a three-month-old boy who was sitting upside down in his car seat. Yes.
He was having fun.
He was having fun. They located, and there was actually in the story, there was this entire quote describing on how which the child was seated with his face on which his butt was supposed to be. I'm did you have like a 500 word minimum for this article? Did we have to go that far? Anywho, when the police located the father inside of the strip club, when they questioned him, he claimed to have only been inside the strip club for a minute or two. However, the club's manager said that he was at least in the club for a half hour. The staff and a customer helped the three-year-old unlock the car from the inside, getting both kids out safely. In addition to child neglect charges, police say the Department of Children and Families is conducting a follow-up investigation. And it sounds like there's some kitty noise or something going on in the background. What is going on in the background?
One of our listeners sent me a video, and the volume wasn't down low enough.
In fact,
it wasn't muted at all.
I see. Thank you, listener, for sending us the video. Joe appreciates it, and even though Joe does not know how to turn down his volume, thank you for sending the video. I appreciate it.
I thought it was muted. I thought it was muted.
That's all right. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566. Hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the scenic studio experience. And now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora. Discussion segment.
Plethora.
Take it away, guys.
Plethora. You're battling with my windscreen. Thank you, Betty.
So
thanks, Betty. Thanks, Betty. Bye, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
We never had the oopsie poopsie corner, and we did have the oopsie.
We did have the. That's where we talked about how Joe needs to make an oopsie poopsie corner promo. See, now would be if you didn't have to go to bed. Now would be a good time to like do production mode for oopsie poopsie minute. Yeah, it's an oopsie poopsie minute. Call it an oopsie poopsie minute.
But I'm going to delete it from there because it no longer needs to be there, and that would just add space to. Anyways, it's time for Three for Monday.
It is also time to take a call. Thank you,
caller. Right, hello, caller.
Let me find the other mouse button. All right, caller, are you on the air? I think that's Ezel. Hi, Ezel. Hey, Ezel.
What kind of exciting news?
Well, Joe has started the Why Not Me campaign, and
I got a solution for that.
Do you now? What's your solution?
Yeah, I do. You know, the clay people made me king, okay?
You're still on the clay people, huh, Ezel?
Yeah. That was pretty good. It turned into a pretty good event. I introduced him to the Florida lifestyle because you can live down in the cave, bitch.
I know. Your reception in the cave there is terrible. You're kind of breaking up on us, Ezel.
Oh, no, man. I'm telling you, it's brutal over here.
I know. You can't use T-Mobile underground. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So go on. I think you're coming in again. Go on again.
All right, so I heard the news to claim people to the Florida lifestyle, you know.
Yeah.
And they love it. They love it. They ain't never seen anything like it. I'm
no way.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy. So what they told me, they elected me king. They said, you're the king now. You're going to govern us, but as long as you keep us in the Florida lifestyle.
Well, yeah,
I said, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I can do that. But here, I got a solution for Joe's problem, okay?
Yeah.
I got a couple of guys down here. They're clay people, but you know, they're ugly as hell, but they're cool guys, you know. I'm going to send Joe a couple of clay dudes, okay? And, you know, when you're a clay people, you can make your log as big as you want. You know, you just keep rolling it, you know.
How's that? I think Joe's on board with that.
With, some extra big logs, okay?
I think Joe's on board with that. See, Joe, your why not me campaign.
Why not me?
Why not you?
Why so not?
Go ahead and give your address. Betty will give you the address off the air. It's where you can send
I get the address off the air. And okay. You know what? I want to send them out there. Maybe I'll give them like a Thanksgiving log roll or something, you know. And Joe'll be happy then that he got abused by the clay people, okay?
Do they smoke?
They do everything, man. They're crazy people, man. And that's why I'm sticking around for a while yet. You know, because, man, we're having a ball down here, man. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy.
Well, I hope they're listeners to Cheyenne for Radio.
Oh, yeah, we're all sitting there right now listening. Are you kidding me?
There you go. Say hi to the clay people, Joe.
Hello, clay people.
Bees are coming out now. Who's talking to bees? You know? But anyway, all right. I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving, man.
All right, thanks, Giselle. You too.
You know, I always
say. You too.
All right, and you know what? I'll be cruising around here, and I'm gonna come down to Florida. You know, I gotta put somebody in proxy when I leave. You know, because you gotta keep these clay people in line.
You gotta keep the clay people.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Eat a lot of drumsticks. I'm telling you, man, them drumsticks are great.
Eat a lot of drumsticks. It's important.
Okay, then have some drumsticks, and we'll be talking to you later. And keep an eye out for them big clay logs coming your way, Joe.
Okay.
Joe's excited.
I definitely will. I'm excited.
All right, we'll see you later, man. I got to go.
All right, bye, Ezel.
Bye, Ezel.
Wow. See, Joe, why not you? See,
why
your campaign
me?
Is working. You've got some clay people. I don't necessarily know what that means for you. You might want to Google search it after the show to find out what all is involved people. With the clay people.
Wow, I got a lot of notes tonight.
You did get a lot. Good for you, Joe. Good for you. Look, see, your campaign is working out fabulously. Why Not Me has taken off.
No, it's just I'm more attentive and whatever. Anyway, so what's, as I was saying, so it's time for three for Monday.
Three for Monday, and we already did the one, which was Why Not Me.
Well, but it also has a double thing. It says, why no time?
please so explain.
Could be why not me or why no time. It just seems like sometimes time goes by really fucking fast. Lately,
that's
time
true.
Is going by really fucking fast, and it scares me. But one of the other things on Three for Monday is one of my cats is a diabetic, and I will be going in next Monday for an appointment to learn how to take the cat's blood sugar glucose levels and how to inject the cat with insulin when required.
Yeah. that's I wish you the best of luck with that, Joe.
You know, it'll be a challenge, but it'll be a good challenge.
Well, we will have to have the Joe's Kitty Diabetic Corner, and you can fill us in on your experience. Kind of like a Planet Nancy, fill us in on your experience in dealing with your diabetic cat and
exactly.
everything you must go through. You can turn it into a Joe Wisdom miniseries.
Yes, this is true.
You can reach out to all those other cat owners who have diabetic cats that need to find a way to bond with their diabetic cat and find other people who deal with it.
Right.
See, we can have Joe Wisdom's My Cat is a Diabetic Corner.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I like that idea.
Okay. So, there you go. There you go. Frozen waffle. I found frozen waffles in the studio
this weekend.
Yeah. But I don't think they agreed with me very well.
They were made by the clay people, were they?
I think they might have been made by the clay people. I think it was the clay people waffles. But yeah, it was.
Were they clay actually? Were they actually clay? Did you actually see the clay people?
No, they were. They were.
That scares me. It sounds like clay people are shapeshifters.
Are they shapeshifters? Have you Googled the clay people? Who are the clay people?
I was going to do that in private because.
Nope, no privacy here. Who are the clay?
Do they really have logs that can be made as long as?
Well, we'll find out. Hold on. Okay.
I can tell you that Brown's Chicken and Pasta, which is located at 600 South Halsted Street, does not have any ratings on Yelp.
The Clay People is an alternative rock band based out of Albany, New York. See, there you go, Joe. you can get a rock band. I don't think that's the same thing, though. I have a feeling this is incorrect. So thank you, Wikipedia, though.
Yes.
I
do think the Ugly Lights are going to be coming on any moment.
They will be coming on soon. Movie. Ugly Lights come on in... They should have come on a while ago. Oopsie poopsie. Oh, no, there they are. I just had the channel muted. Okay, great. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We've just totally gone off track. It looks like the Ugly Lights have been on for a while, and I think the studio's on fire. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Yes. Hey, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyamper Radio.
Come check out
my weekend show with Joe. Weekend with Joe. Weekend I play some Joe. Intriguing science, some really crazy Japanese language music programs, some jazzy stuff, Dragnet, some stuff from archive.org, radioforall.net. But anyways, you can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with our weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable pain-in-the-ass automated host, Betty. Automated unit, Betty. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. We reloaded her carts, by the way. She's been refreshed, so we rewound all her tapes. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons, 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. The Guild dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable. And if you don't want to torture yourself with Toppers anymore, submit some content. We'll put it in that time slot. Go ahead, Joe.
Exactly. Wow, Anthony. So much dated but awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you tune in to us on your favorite device, to our 24-hour internet radio station.
Ow.
It's called
Ow.
Cheyamper Radio. Ow. I know it sounds like She-Ampa.
Ow.
Everybody wants to call it Cheyamper. Cheyamper.
It's Cheyamper.
Cheyamper. Cheyamper.
The flag light turned on.
Cheyamper Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info. Listen live. Check out the Joe and Anthony Show, past shows, our Facebook and Twitter links, and see our most current broadcast schedule there. Bye.
Fantastic. Absolutely lovely. Yes. Yes, we're here. We're 112 episodes in, though. We're 112 episodes in. So you are flashing wonderfully. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. For some reason, Joe is flashing around. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We should be back next Monday. Check out our blog, Cheyamper.info. We've given enough over the podcast. Remember, folks, don't forget to buy a sex robot after dreaming up last week's winning lottery number. Did you have a sex robot in your news? You changed your news stories. Numbers after dreaming balls on meth on a rooftop of the strip club while eating your Christmas chicken with the president. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for, unfortunately, not a uploadedly new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for erection.
Fuck, we're at that damn data crystal 9.
My man, this station is being brought to you via Dolphin streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa. Shyampa Radio.